For the second time in 2 years, Northwest Airlines' annual shareholders meeting was marked by angry employees speaking out against what they say is an unwillingness among management to provide them with fair compensation.
A union, united, can never be defeated.
A year ago, it was Northwest's pilots who made up the majority of picketers outside the shareholders meeting. 5 months later, the pilots shut down Northwest with a strike. Now it's the airline's 11,000 Teamsters Union flight attendants who are talking about a walkout.
We are here today to say that we are prepared to strike.
Between 50 and 75 Northwest flight attendants turned out for the demonstration. They were cheered on by 150 to 200 New York area Teamsters.
We shared the pain, now we want to share the gain.
Darren Varden is a Northwest flight attendant based in New York.
We spent 3 years in concessions. We gave of ourselves to try to bring our airlines back to life. It did. It became the most profitable airline. And management turned around and they put all the money in their own pockets and they didn't share any of the wealth.
Many of the flight attendants wore stickers proclaiming their readiness to strike. Amy Morton is based in San Francisco.
Our patience has reached its end. They have been profitable. Except for this last year, it was not necessary that they lose profits because of the pilot strike. If the company is going to force a flight attendant strike, then we are ready to fulfill our side of that bargain.
Since last fall's pilot strike, Northwest has settled contracts with all of its unionized employees, except for its flight attendants and its aircraft mechanics and cleaners. That leaves about 20,000 of the airline's 50,000 workers without new contracts 2.5 years after the 3 years of wage cuts expired. Northwest has repeatedly missed self-imposed goals of having all of its labor disputes settled, first by the end of last year, more recently early this year. Spokesman John Austin says the so far unmet goal remains a top priority.
We certainly would like a contract with our flight attendants. I think everybody wants that. Both sides have been at the table negotiating steadily throughout this period. We're a lot closer than we were at last meeting when we said we'd like to conclude it as soon as possible. We're still not done yet. It can be frustrating, but I would hope that it not become disruptive and divisive.
Aviation consultant Barbara Beyer of Avmark says a lot has changed over the 2.5 years since the wage concessions deal expired and the current round of contract talks commenced, most notably Northwest's financial situation.
Essentially, the employees are waiting for the payback for the pay cuts and productivity improvements and so on and so forth that they made when the carrier was in really serious trouble. And the airline, quite realistically, is saying, well, we're just about to move into another recessionary period. Then major increases in wages would be a problem for them.
Northwest spokesman John Austin won't say whether there's less money to go around now than there was 2.5 years ago. Regardless of the airline's current finances, Flight Attendants Union head Billy Davenport says she and her colleagues have no intention of backing down on contract demands.
I look back and I say management had 2.5, 3 years to prepare for this. They knew in 93 that all these contracts were going to be expiring in 96, and they could have prepared for this better. They didn't prepare, but however, they did reward themselves by giving themselves large salaries, big bonuses. It's poor management. It's an excuse.
The flight attendants in Northwest resume contract negotiations next week. Despite today's sharply worded criticism, Davenport says she's optimistic her union will reach a tentative contract with Northwest, possibly even within the next month. But she says they're tackling the toughest issues at this stage, wages, pension benefits, and job protections. And she says depending on how talks progress next week, union leaders may begin making arrangements for the rank and file to authorize a strike. In New York, this is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.